there is a mitzvah on every single individual to be oisek, to toil in the halachas of Pesach 30 days before the Yom Tov. When do you begin? On Purim itself. There's also a minig for a Shabbos HaGadol Drasha. And it's not just enough for drush or pilpul. There has to be halacha. And Pesach itself also has an inyan to be shayel and derish behilchas ha-Pesach. There's a minig to give pitim, wheat or flour, to the aniyim of the city for the whole Pesach. Nowadays, we don't give flour, we don't give wheat, we give money that they should be able to buy the food that they need for Pesach itself. And today, the minig is not just to give them money to buy matzah, the minig is to give them whatever they need for Pesach, and not only matzah. What's considered an ani of your city? Someone who lives there for 30 days or plans on moving in there and staying there, even if they're not there yet for 30 days, is considered aniye ercha, and there is a requirement for you to give mois chitim to these people. And the paiskim say that it's mutter to give money from meiser for this. Let's talk about the month of Nisan, the Kedusha of Chodesh Nisan. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Mishkan was put up, and the 12 Nesiim each brought their karbanos for 12 days, the first 12 days of Nisan. And the day that a Nasi brought the karban was a Yom Tov. Therefore, these days have a din of Yom Tov. Erev Pesach, Pesach, Isru Chag are also like Yom Tovim. And since most of the month was Kodesh, we make the whole month Kodesh. Therefore, there's no Espedim in Chodesh Nisan, with a few exceptions. You don't fast, again, with a few exceptions. During the Chodesh of Nisan, you don't say Tachnon, you don't say Tzitkascha by Mincha on Shabbos, you don't say the Hirotzen after Kriyas HaTorah, you don't do Haskaras Neshamis, Kamali Rachamim, except for the last day of Pesach with the Zizkar, and the whole month has this special Kedusha. Shabbos HaGadol is the Shabbos before Pesach, and it's called Shabbos HaGadol because of the Nes that was done specifically on the Shabbos, the year that the Jews left Mitzrayim. That Shabbos, all the Jews took a sheep to slaughter for Karban Pesach. And the Mitzrim saw that the Jews were preparing their own Avodah Zarah to Shecht, and they couldn't say anything. That was a tremendous nes. That became Shabbos HaGadol. Therefore, the minhag is on the mincha of that Shabbos to say the Haggadah from Avodah Mayinu until Lechaper Al Kol Avodah Seinu. Because that's when the Geula and the Nisim started, and you say the Haggadah even on Shabbos HaGadol, which falls on Erev Pesach, like this year, but the Drasha you hold on the previous week. The Groz Minig was not to say the Haggadah on Shabbos HaGadol, because it says in the Haggadah, Yochel Ba'ayoyim, and the Piska of the Haggadah says, B'shah Sheyesh Matzah Mor Menachem Lefanecha, and on Shabbos HaGadol, you don't have Matzah Mor, therefore the Goyim did not say the Haggadah. Let's start a little bit about Bedikas Chametz and Bittul Chametz. There's a chiyuv for a person to mevar the chametz from his rishos before Pesach. Midai raisa min haTorah enough just to do Bittul. Once you do Bittul, the chametz is not yours, it's not in your rishos. However, Chazal were concerned that a person may not do a Bittul b'lev shalem because he's not going to want to be mafkir his money, and therefore they will masakin that he has to do a bedika and destroy, get rid of the chametz, and get it out of his own rishos. Another reason why they were masakim medikul is because they were concerned that if a person does not get rid of his chametz, he doesn't burn his chametz, he may come to eat it on Pesach. So now, once I do a bedika, do I also have to do a bittul? The answer is yes. Why? Because maybe you want to do a good bedika, and you're going to find a nice, big, shmaka piece of chametz on Pesach, and he's not going to burn it. And he's going to be over in Bal Yiro and Bal Yamatze. But now that he did bittul, he's no longer going to be over on any Bal Yira, Bal Yimatze. When is the Zman of Bedikas Chametz? Person has to check for Chametz on Lil Yud Dalet, immediately after Yitzias HaKechavim. Because that is the time when people are found in their houses. And since there's a requirement to check in the Churim and Stokim, the cracks and the crevices and the holes, therefore, a person has to use a candle. And at night, the Aur of the Ner burns brightly. L'chatchila, a person should not do a bedika before Leil Yudalet b'di'eved. If he did a bedika on Leil Yud Gimel L'Ar HaNer, if he did not bring any chametz into that area afterwards, he's not required to do another bedika. Someone who is machmir to do a bedika should not make another bracha. However, if he did a bedika by day on Yom Yud Gimel, even La'ar Haner, he must do another bedika, because at night is when you're mekayeming the bedika properly with the Ohr HaNer, but you don't make another bracha. Somebody wants to do a bedika with a bracha, he should use chametz in that room, which would require him to do a regular bedika. That those who have a minhag to put down 10 pieces of bread, and when it comes Lil Yodal, they do a quick bedika, and they rely on the fact that the women of the house have been cleaning the house for a long time, and there is what to rely on. However, it's actually a machlokes with the more modern day current day paiskim how you should do this. However, on Leil Gedalid, a person should do a proper bedika, and it is the right thing to do, and that is the minhag of most people in Klal Yisrael, that the night of Yodalid, they do a proper bedika, even though the house was totally clean. Again, the way they do the bedika, got to speak to your own local Orthodox rabbi, but most people have the minhag to do a proper bedika.